Yeah, so we're coming close to the end of the retreat, so we've just got the final puja coming up, and then that will be the end of this particular online retreat. And maybe you haven't been to every single session. I know some of you have, but we have, well, since the evening of the 28th, so what's that, so 4 and a bit days that we've been on this journey together. And hopefully during that time you have had time to be a bit more spacious, to stop, to slow down, to get in touch with yourself in a different kind of a way, maybe have some insights. But probably for sure you'll be a little more sensitive, a little bit more open than you might have been if you hadn't been on the retreat. And you'll be almost immediately coming out of the retreat and maybe interacting with people who haven't been on the retreat for the next few days. And yeah, you just need to take care of yourself, really. And to we've been talking about those transitions at the end of each session anyway, haven't we? But this is a much bigger one at the end of the retreat. And you may be surprised at how much the retreat has affected you. You've just been getting on with it, and then it maybe have had quite a deep effect. So just be aware of that and take care of yourself over the next little while. And yeah, just allow the retreat to have its effect. It's been one of the conditions that we've all been experiencing collectively. And this being, certain things arose, certain experiences arose, it will have had an effect on you. Maybe you had, we've heard some of the things that people be taking away. Maybe there's other things as well. And this not being, well, what will become, what will, well, we won't have this particular community together, for instance, or the connections that we've had in this particular way. You don't have the kind of structure of the retreat. But hopefully you'll have taken away some stuff that will help you going forward. And yeah, it's just being aware that even going on an online retreat can have quite a strong effect, and just to bring some awareness, some kindness, compassion to whatever is arising and does arise in dependence on the conditions that we've been experiencing just now. And thank you all very much for co-creating this space. It's felt a really lovely community. It's felt that we have been able to go to some depth, that people have taken a lot of risks to be vulnerable and share things. There have been some really interesting and thought-provoking questions, and I think we've sort of shared from learnings from other people or from things that people have brought up. So yeah, thank you very much for making this retreat what it's been, because without you, well, there would be no retreat. And we've all been here practicing, showing up when we can and supporting each other, so a lot of gratitude for that. And I also wanted to say a big thank you while I'm here to the members of the team, so Patty and Amanda and Khadija, who've been hosting on the Zoom and just generally being really supportive, and to Ratnadeva, who arrived a little late to the retreat but then immediately was just such an important, integral, inspiring part of the retreat, and it's been a real joy to co-lead with him. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much, Bodhi. And yes, thank you to you for setting up the retreat, making it happen, and inviting me. I feel very grateful to have been invited along to participate and co-lead. And so many thanks, and thanks for all your inspiring words and inputs. One of which was yesterday looking at confession, in which we had a taste of a Tara Puja, and we're going to have the whole puja tonight, not just the confession section that we had the last night. So I often think you can say too much about puja. It's it's easy to kind of, especially for me, I'm a kind of, I spend probably too much time in my head. I'm maybe the books behind me say something about that. And my inclination before a puja is to explain various features. And I think it is genuinely helpful, isn't it, to have some background in terms of any of the chants, to know at least at some level what it's about. But I think it's easy to go overboard and try and explain too much. So I'll try and get the balance right just now in terms of the explaining this Tara Puja. The danger, of course, if I explain things too much, I rob some of the mystery and the magic from puja, and there is an open-endedness to the symbolism in puja, and it's easy to kind of squash that, I think. Yeah, for me at least, in my own head. So I'll try not to do that. So Tara in Sanskrit means star. So I'll say a bit more about the Tara figure in a little bit, but it's best, maybe that's the place to start. Maybe I'll take a step back actually and talk about ritual. Why do we do ritual? I would say the reason I do ritual is to become more wholehearted in my practice, to get my energies, all of who and what I am on board this wondrous journey on the spiritual. Sangharakshita, the founder of the Triratna tradition, under whose aegis the West London Buddhist Centre operates, said that the availability of energy is the one of the key issues of the spiritual life, especially emotional energy. So can we galvanize that energy? You know, if we have energy, we can move mountains. You know, when you're in love, you will go, there's no obstacle will stand in your way. Whereas, you know, if you haven't got energy or confidence, you won't get out of bed in the morning. You won't be able to make that cup of tea. So energy, how do we galvanize your energy? And I would say part of the trick is to bring in imagination. It's a key part of who and what we are, our imagination. And if we can find an image around which we can galvanize, gather our energies. So let me give you a quote from Subhuti. He's quite an established figure within our tradition, the Triratna tradition. He says, "To live the Buddhist life, to become like the Buddha, we must imagine the Buddha. The goal must be embodied in our imaginations. Our deepest energies gathered in an image of what we are trying to move towards." So it helps us in our practice, if we can find an image that really works for us, that really gets our juices going. And obviously, well, for me, the image of the Buddha is one of those very strong images. It's an image that does gather my energies, provides a focus. But there are many options within the tradition. It's not just the Buddha, because what the Buddha represents is, of course, the enlightened mind. That was his great achievement, to become enlightened, awakened. And this mind, this enlightened mind, is beyond conceptual description, comprehension, understanding. So how do we grasp? How do we relate to the enlightened mind? One way is to focus on the qualities of the enlightened mind. And they are many. So you could imagine the enlightened mind a bit like a disco ball with many shiny surfaces. So depending on which angle you're looking at the ball, there'll be a different quality of light being reflected. So it could be compassion, it could be confidence, it could be fearlessness, it could be generosity. So over the centuries, we're talking about, well, 2,500 years of practice, that we inherit. And in that time, meditators have had deep experiences of the enlightened mind. And they have manifested, some of these experiences have manifested as images. So their imagination has produced an image that in some way encapsulates, expresses, symbolizes a quality of the enlightened mind. And these have been handed down, described in the tradition. They are, if you like, these images out of people's strong imagination experiences are personifications of a particular quality of the enlightened mind. What's personification about? I think one of my favorite quotes is about personification is from James Hillman, the psychologist. He says, personifying offers another avenue for loving, of imagining things in a personal form so that we can find access to them with our hearts. And this is really what puja, what all the symbols involved in puja, what these personifications of the enlightened mind are about, accessing the Dharma with our hearts. So he goes on to say, James Hillman goes on to say, loving is a way of knowing. And for loving to know, it must personify. We can only really love persons. So this is, we have this kind of ability to personify qualities of the enlightened mind and develop a relationship, an emotional relationship with those. In order to galvanize our emotional engagement. So just one of these images, of course, the relevant one for tonight is Tara. There were various images of Tara, but this is one which brings out some of the salient features of the image of Tara. So, she is green, she's naked, at least part of it. And is holding lotus flowers. Perhaps one of the key features I'd like to highlight is the fact that she's stepping down from her meditation. So she is in meditation and she's stepping down to the world because Tara symbolizes compassion. So her name, Tara, star in Sanskrit, is, well, what a star, of course, in ancient times was a guide, a means of getting home. You look up at the sky and you have a reference point. You have some sense of where you are in the world and where you need to go. So that's what Tara offers. And the lotus flowers, of course, are symbols of growth. So often representations of Tara have eyes in the palms of the hands and between her two eyes. These represent her ability to see the suffering of the world and therefore step down towards the world, towards addressing the suffering of the world. And she has this quality of always answering a call. So when she's invoked, she always responds in the tradition. Just one other image that will come up in the puja is the double vajra. It's another symbol commonly used in tantric Buddhism. And it represents the coming together of opposites, the unification of opposites. It represents wisdom. And in Buddhism, wisdom ultimately is about going beyond dualisms, particularly dualisms around, you know, perceiver perceived, knower known, Nirvana, Samsara, all these dualisms are collapsed into unity. I could say a lot about the double badger, but it will be referred to in the puja. The stages of the puja. So the puja is a sevenfold puja. Now, we go through a sequence of seven spiritual moods in this puja. And some of the language might seem a bit conventional, religiously conventional, such as worship, the first section. And obviously, a word like worship can have all sorts of connotations in the West. So it's very much about turning towards that which we respect, we revere, and if you like, turning towards the sacred. That's the way I think of it. And honoring the fact that, you know, that there are different levels in the world. And there are those levels which we can turn towards with reverence and respect. So that's where the puja starts off, with the spiritual mood of respect and reverence. And this is enacted through the second stage of salutation, which is very much making offerings to Tara. It's a logical expression of wanting to revere, is to make offerings. Or, you know, simply on a level of going to a friend's house, you bring some offerings with you as a sign of respect. The third stage is going for refuge, and that's about commitment, really. Committing to the values of the Dharma. That in conventional Buddhist language is going for refuge, committing to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And we will recite the refuge verses, and we join together the refuge verses, going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha three times each. We unite those with the precepts, the five precepts, because the ethical precepts are the logical expression of commitment. So if you just say, oh, I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and do nothing about it, it's like a bit of empty words. But if you follow the precepts, the guidance that the Buddha gave in terms of how to behave, well, that's a bridge between our words and our behavior. So it's a very logical pairing between the statements of going for refuge and the statement of the five precepts. But the stating the five precepts is very much about honoring an ideal. We do fall short of that ideal. And if you like, each of the precepts sets a direction. It's like Tara as a star. She's presents a direction which we can go, in which we can go. But we fall short of that. Therefore, the next section is confession of faults. So we admit that with humility. But yeah, we have not lived up to our ideals. It's basic, without any breast beating, it's simply acknowledging what's going on. Without the guilt trips, without the shame, it's just, yep, I admit the reality of falling short, and I can do something about that. So it's a positive turning around and saying, on the basis of knowing where I'm at, I can move forward, I can move further in the direction of the ideals. Then that's followed by rejoicing in merits. So we appreciate, we were talking about gratitude and appreciation today. We appreciate the good that happens in the world. Yes, we fall short, but there's an awful lot that happens in terms of striving towards progressing in the direction of skillful behavior, of helping, serving, honoring the world and beings in the world, both human and non-human. So there's an awful lot to rejoice in, followed by entreaty and supplication. So there's a sense of turning towards the Buddhas and saying, you know, give us a hand here. This isn't an easy deal. Help us out. And that's followed by the final section, which is dedication. So we've hopefully honored our ideals, and we want to share the benefit of doing that with everybody, with anybody, with the world. We don't want to just hold on to the benefit for ourselves. It's not just about my personal development. It's about being a force, a better force in the world to make the world a better place. So that's what the dedication does. And if you like, broadens out the intention of the ritual. And with any ritual, intention is absolutely crucial. So it's like we conclude with this focus on the altruistic dimension, making the world a better place. The only other thing I'll mention is there is reference to gods in the puja, and these are a mythical feature of Buddhist cosmology. They're not kind of creator, redeemer, judge gods. They are spiritual beings who, in their own way, turn to the Buddha and learn from the Buddha and honor the Buddha and Tara. So I'm in danger of saying too much, so I shall close it there and invite you to settle into a posture in which you'll be comfortable for about half an hour for the Tara Puja. We'll just have one mantra, and that will be, sorry, two mantras, one after the first section of worship, and that I'll chant that, and then Bodhi Lila will chant another Tara mantra, a more gentle Tara mantra towards at the end of the puja. So the puja will conclude with the Tara mantra chanted by Bodhi Lila. Midnight Star, a puja to Tara. And this is a puja by Vasantara. Worship. Heart of compassion.
Heart of compassion.
For whom no thought of self.
For whom no thought of self.
Could ever arise.
Could ever arise.
Committed to the welfare of the world.
Committed to the welfare of the world.
You encourage your devotees.
You encourage your devotees.
To express their love for you.
To express their love for you.
By serving all beings.
By serving all beings.
So out of devotion to you.
So out of devotion to you.
I offer to all beings.
I offer to all beings.
The fruits of your heart.
The fruits of your heart.
To each individual being.
To each individual being.
I give without end.
I give without end.
Cool lakes and rivers.
Cool lakes and rivers.
So they may bathe in your compassion.
So they may bathe in your compassion.
Sweet food and drink.
Sweet food and drink.
So they may feast in your on your compassion.
So they may feast on your compassion.
The sun, moon and stars.
The sun, moon and stars.
So they may be lit by your compassion.
So they may be lit by your compassion.
Rich breezes full of perfume and flower scents.
Rich breezes full of perfume and flower scents.
So they may breathe your compassion.
So they may breathe your compassion.
Music of birds and instruments.
Music of birds and instruments.
So their minds may be filled with your compassion.
So their minds may be filled with your compassion.
Om Tari Tu, Tari Tu Re Swaha. Om Tari.
Salutation. Midnight star.
Midnight star.
Lighting up the northern sky.
Lighting up the northern sky.
With the brilliance of your love.
With the brilliance of your love.
You who are worshipped.
You who are worshipped.
Even by the loving gods.
Even by the loving gods.
To Tara I pay homage.
To Tara, I pay homage.
Sweet breath of all the Buddhas.
Sweet breath of all the Buddhas.
Perfuming the world.
Perfuming the world.
With the scent of your compassion.
With the scent of your compassion.
You who are worshipped.
You who are worshipped.
Even by the compassionate gods.
Even by the compassionate gods.
To Tara, I pay homage.
To Tara, I pay homage.
Great archer of the Buddhas.
Great archer of the Buddhas.
Striking down the Hydra heads of jealousy.
Striking down the Hydra heads of jealousy.
With the unfailing arrows.
With the unfailing arrows.
Of your sympathetic joy.
Of your sympathetic joy.
You who are worshipped.
You who are worshipped.
Even by the joyful gods.
Even by the joyful gods.
To Tara I pay homage.
To Tara I pay homage.
Victory banner of the Supreme Dharma.
Victory banner of the Supreme Dharma.
Raised standard of the victorious ones.
Raised standard of the victorious ones.
Planted in the firm soil of equanimity.
Planted in the firm soil of equanimity.
You who are worshipped.
You are worshipped.
Even by the equanimous gods.
Even by the equanimous gods.
Tatara, I pay homage.
Tatara, I pay homage.
Going for refuge. Mysterious Queen.
Mysterious Queen.
In the deep midnight of despair.
In the deep midnight of despair.
When there is no safety.
When there is no safety.
No clarity.
No clarity.
No certainty.
No certainty.
You appear.
You appear.
With your gift bestowing hand.
With your gift bestowing hand.
You hold the double vajra.
You hold the double vajra.
In which all opposites unite.
In which all opposites unite.
May I accept the wisdom that you offer.
May I accept the wisdom that you offer.
See beyond the prison of duality.
See beyond the prison of duality.
And emulate your still activity.
And emulate your still activity.
Where samsara and nirvana.
Where samsara and nirvana.
Fuse and disappear.
Fuse and disappear.
There I go for refuge.
There I go for refuge.
Where birth and death.
Where birth and death.
Fuse and disappear.
Fuse and disappear.
There I go for refuge.
There I go for refuge.
Where wisdom and compassion.
Where wisdom and compassion.
Fuse and appear everywhere.
Appear everywhere.
There I go for refuge.
There I go for refuge.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Sanghang Saranang Gacchami.
Sanghang Saranang Gacchami.
Dujampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Dujampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Dujampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Dujampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Dujampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami.
Dujampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami.
Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Erimini.
Erimini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Erimini.
Erimini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu.
Jachara.
Jachara.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikapadang.
Sikapadang.
Samadhyami.
Samadhyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikapadang.
Sikapadang.
Samadhyami.
Samadhyami.
Suramaria.
Suramaria.
Madhya.
Madhya.
Pamadatana.
Pamadatana.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikapadang.
Sikapadang.
Samadhyami.
Samadhyami.
Sadhu.
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 With deeds of loving kindness.
With deeds of loving kindness.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
Open-handed generosity.
With open-handed generosity.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With stillness, simplicity, and contentment.
With stillness, simplicity, and contentment.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication.
With truthful communication.
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession of faults. Fearless lady, powerful queen.
Fearless lady, powerful queen.
You who save beings.
You who save beings.
From the eight great terrors.
From the eight great terrors.
Please rescue me.
Please rescue me.
From the thousand and eight.
From the thousand and eight.
Fears and anxieties.
Fears and anxieties.
That possess my mind.
That possess my mind.
Before you I confess.
Before you I confess.
To all the commonplace worries and anxieties.
All the commonplace worries and anxieties.
That fill my day.
That fill my day.
So that I rarely take.
So that I rarely take
easy breath,
an easy breath.
The fear that stops me trying,
the fear that stops me trying.
The fear that creates a facade,
the fear that creates a facade.
The fear of being with others,
the fear of being with others.
Fear of being alone,
the fear of being alone.
Fear that makes me harsh, tight, and unkind.
The fear that makes me harsh, tight, and unkind.
The fear of not getting what I want.
The fear of not getting what I want.
That makes me grabbing and self-concerned.
That makes me grabbing and self-concerned.
Before you, I confess.
Before you, I confess.
The deep fears.
The deep fears.
Fear of madness.
Fear of madness.
Fear of death.
Fear of death.
Fear of life.
Fear of life.
Fear of anything.
Fear of anything.
Beyond the tortoise shell.
Beyond the tortoise shell.
Of my own ego.
Of my own ego.
Before you, I confess.
Before you, I confess.
The fears that hold me back.
The fears that hold me back.
From giving myself to the Dharma.
From giving myself to the Dharma.
Fear of commitment to the path.
Fear of commitment to the path.
Fear of change.
Fear of change.
Fear of renunciation.
Fear of renunciation.
Fear of generosity.
Fear of generosity.
Fear of courage.
Fear of courage.
Fear of going deeper.
Fear of going deeper.
Fear of freedom.
Fear of freedom.
Fear of wisdom.
Fear of wisdom.
Fear of devoting myself to all beings.
Fear of devoting myself to all beings.
These fears did not arise by themselves.
These fears did not arise by themselves.
They stem from a million choices and acts.
They stem from a million choices and acts.
In many lives.
In many lives.
Choosing unawareness.
Choosing unawareness.
Choosing lack of courage.
Choosing lack of courage.
Choosing to bury my head in samsara.
Choosing to bury my head in samsara.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And help me.
And help me.
To lay these fears at your feet.
To lay these fears at your feet.
May you pacify them all.
May you pacify them all.
O loving Tara.
O loving Tara.
Please take my shaking hand in yours.
Please take my shaking hand in yours.
And gently form it.
And gently form it.
Into the mudra of fearlessness.
Into the mudra of fearlessness.
Rejoicing in merits. O joyful Tara.
O joyful Tara.
Titans rejoice in their own conquests.
Titans rejoice in their own conquests.
Their one source of happiness is themselves.
Their one source of happiness is themselves.
You rejoice in the good deeds of all beings.
You rejoice in the good deeds of all beings.
Oh, you have infinite sources of delight.
For you have infinite sources of delight.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in the achievements.
I rejoice in the achievements.
Of all those who bring.
Of all those who bring.
Beauty. Peace and courage.
Beauty, peace and courage.
To the world.
To the world.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in the spiritual heroes and heroines.
I rejoice in the spiritual heroes and heroines.
Those victorious ones. To conquer self-conceit.
To conquer self-deceit.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in you.
I rejoice in you.
The Emerald Goddess.
The Emerald Goddess.
And in your endless selfless activity.
And in your endless selfless activity.
That accomplishes all deeds.
That accomplishes all deeds.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in your intimate care for the world.
I rejoice in your intimate care for the world.
So that every leaf.
So that every leaf.
Every blade of grass.
Every blade of grass.
Is soaked with the green.
Is soaked with the green
of your compassion.
Of your compassion.
Entreaty and supplication.
Love travels faster than sound.
Love travels faster than sound.
Swifter than light.
Swifter than light.
Traverses the galaxy.
It traverses the galaxy.
In a moment.
In a moment.
O Queen of Great Compassion.
O Queen of Great Compassion.
Wherever your love is needed.
Wherever your love is needed.
It is instantly there.
It is instantly there.
Caught in the hurricane of suffering.
Caught in the hurricane of suffering.
Its winds tearing.
Its winds tearing.
My body and mind.
At my body and mind.
I have only to call your name.
I have only to call your name.
Tara, Tara, Tara.
Tara, Tara, Tara.
And the gales of longing and fear.
And the gales of longing and fear.
Are pacified.
Are pacified.
Who could have imagined?
Who could have imagined?
Those two tiny syllables.
That those two tiny syllables.
Could contain so much love.
Could contain so much love.
Tender love.
Tender love.
Fearless love.
Fearless love.
The love of all the Buddhas.
The love of all the Buddhas.
May I and all beings.
May I and all beings.
Always call on you.
Always call on you.
Tara, Tara, Tara.
Tara, Tara, Tara.
And in response.
And in response.
May you shower the Dharma.
May you shower the Dharma.
Of your great love.
Of your great love.
Instantly.
Instantly.
Upon us all.
Upon us all.
Dedication. May the merits of this praise.
May the merits of this praise.
Ring out like a Vajra bell.
Ring out like a Vajra bell.
Playing always Tara's name.
Playing always Tara's name.
Gentle heartbeat of compassion.
The gentle heartbeat of compassion.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Echoing through time and space.
Echoing through time and space.
May your sounding never cease.
May your sounding never cease.
Its voyage out beyond the stars.
Its voyage out beyond the stars.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Rescuing beings in every realm.
Rescuing beings in every realm.
May your sounding never cease.
May your sounding never cease.
Until all suffering has gone.
Until all suffering has gone.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Ringing gently in my heart.
Ringing gently in my heart.
May your sounding never cease.
May your sounding never cease.
Till you and I.
Till you and I.
Are one at last.
Are one at last. Om Tare. Tu Tare. Tu. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare. Swaha.
So many thanks to you all for joining in this puja and for joining in the retreat. I wish you every blessing of the retreat for the year ahead. May it stand you in good stead for the days ahead. And I look forward to our paths crossing again soon. Keep well, meanwhile.